Proclamation number 3341 of 22nd of November, 1944. Earthly fulfillment of duty. Spiritual work. Nothing should stop you from striving for perfection, and therefore you should not want to achieve earthly aims but only think of your souls and your earthly task, which alone is important since it shall earn you life and eternity. Therefore, if the world approaches you with its demands, then ask God for the strength to enable you to fulfill what is earthly demanded of you, yet know that God likewise makes demands of you and that their fulfillment is far more important, because earthly life was only given to you for the purpose that you strive upwards, that you become perfect and that you must not neglect this task if earthly life is to bring you success for your soul. The human being should never shirk his duties which earthly life imposes on him, for he should use his vitality in helpful neighborly love. He should be constantly active, for only constant activity contributes towards the redemption of that which is still bound and wants to serve. But if he puts the work for his soul before all earthly work, he will not do wrong. On the contrary, he will contribute to the redemption of the bound to a greater extent, and spiritual activity outweighs earthly activity many times over. Anyone who always strives to walk the right path on earth, who only wants to think and act in accordance with God's will always place his strength at the service of his neighbor, and what appears to be most important to him he will do first. If spiritual work seems to him to be unpostponable because he recognizes the hardship on earth, he should give in to his heart's urge and be spiritually active. For the will to work for the kingdom of God also gives him an intensified feeling for what is necessary, and the soul's work should always be placed before all other work. After all, it is the actual purpose of earthly life. But as long as the human being walks along without realization, earthly fulfillment of duty is advisable and in accordance with divine order. But once the meaning and purpose of earthly life has become clear to him, earthly life recedes and spiritual life is priority, because this is imperishable and understandably work for eternity is more important than activity that only brings earthly success. The more mature the human being is, the easier it is for him to separate himself from earth and its goods, the less he demands worldly pleasures, and thus he must also then put worldly demands on hold, i.e., only comply with them as far as is absolutely necessary. Nevertheless, he should practice the activity of love. He should bring love to its highest development and thus let every earthly activity become an activity of love at the same time, so that he now fulfills both. That he fulfills his duty on earth and yet strives for perfection. And he should use his strength as a laborer for the kingdom of God. He should set himself an aim by trying to lead erring souls to God. He should help them to realize and thus be spiritually active. Then he will have double success. He will help himself and his fellow human beings to maturity of soul and use his vitality for redemptive activity. Amen.